The British government has a report on alleged Russian interference in UK politics, but it's not made it public yet. Prime Minister Boris Johnson is waiting until after Election Day next month to release it. Hillary Clinton sat down with our BBC colleagues today as part of her book tour and offered this opinion.
I'm dumbfounded that this government won't release the report about Russian influence, because every person who votes in this country deserves to see that report before your election happens.
Another person who's dumbfounded, Sir Malcolm Rifkind, an elder statesman of the UK's Conservative Party. He spoke with us on a scratchy landline from his home.
I very much agree with the view that number 10 Downing Street should be releasing this report. I see no good reason why they should not, and we have not heard any convincing reason why the report cannot be published.
So just remind us briefly what the report had been looking at and what you think could be in this report.
I can't give you any detailed view of the content, but it was looking at the question of whether Russia has been involved in political interference in the United Kingdom. We all know that in the United States, the question of Russian involvement was absolutely central during your last presidential elections. What puzzles me about the problem we're having in the United Kingdom is there are no similar circumstances. The present British Prime Minister, Mr. Johnson, and his Conservative colleagues are no friends of the Kremlin, and therefore there is no reason why they themselves should have some party political reason why this report should not be published if it makes any reference to Russian behavior in the United Kingdom.
If the government says there's nothing to worry about in this report, why not just trust the government then?
That's exactly what puzzles me. I can only speculate that some of the staffers close to the Prime Minister, for reasons relating to some phrase or sentence somewhere in the report, decided it would be helpful for it not to be there. I think if they'd realized that this would become an important issue and that people like myself would be interviewed by people in the United States on this subject, they might have thought twice before doing it.
Sir Malcolm Rifkind, former Foreign Secretary of the UK, supporting the release of a government report into Russian interference in British politics.